New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary is 9 months away, and Democratic presidential candidates have been all over the state. It's early, but some say Senator John Kerry has an advantage there. He's from neighboring Massachusetts. But Kerry is aware that being from Massachusetts may not play that well in other parts of the country. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on Kerry's travels in New Hampshire.
In Derry, New Hampshire this week, the local Democrats held a fundraiser for themselves. It was a perfect opportunity for John Kerry to meet activists who will be important players in the January primary.
I tell you, I could feel the energy in this room when I walked in. I feel the energy now, and I know it's more than the beer on a Tuesday afternoon. Incidentally, I am a lifelong member of the VFW, so I am comfortable and gratified to be here in a VFW hall. Thank you very much.
This year, Kerry is the only candidate of either party who can stand in a VFW hall and make that claim. Kerry is a decorated Vietnam vet, wounded 3 times. He came home and became a spokesman for Vietnam Veterans Against the War. Many Democrats believe national security will still be an important issue in 2004, and Kerry's military experience is his single biggest selling point. Democrats who are supporting him, like Bill Verge, always mention it as a reason.
I think he's a leader. You know, I like his military background. I'm comfortable with him. I think he's a strong person, and I think we need that as a nation now. So I like that. And then I just like who he is as far as caring about people getting back to work, too. So those two things, for me, work real well.
In New Hampshire, Kerry has another big advantage. He's from Massachusetts. This year, Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, is also from a bordering state. But New Hampshire is more connected to Massachusetts than Vermont. A lot of New Hampshire voters get their news straight from Boston media, and there is a huge number of new New Hampshire residents from Massachusetts. 3 of them were at the VFW Hall in Derry: Don Cunningham, Frank Sheehan, and Bill Shiner, all members of Carpenters Union Local 318.
All 3 of us are originally from Mass, so we know him very well. So that's
we all work in Mass. So, but we commute up here to live. We live here, commute there, and he's been in Boston for years. You know, supporting us, so we have to support him.
In the Senate, Kerry's known for work on foreign affairs, but before this blue-collar crowd in Derry, he sticks mostly to domestic issues.
I come to you today humbly, but purposefully, to say to you that I know we can do better in the United States of America. I believe we have a better set of choices on almost every single issue that this administration doesn't want to talk about, and there is more to life in America than simply offering the rich a tax cut that we can't afford.
The Democrats' nominating fight is at that early stage known as the invisible primary. Not a single vote has been cast, and there are no reliable polls, but Democratic officials and political analysts are sizing up the candidates. It's a clinical exercise, almost like handicapping horses. There's a widespread view that Kerry is leading the pack, at least for now. Democrats point to Kerry's resume, his big war chest of political donations, his wife's vast personal fortune, and the network of experienced national political operatives Kerry has hired. Political analyst Stu Rothenberg has spent a lot of time comparing Kerry to the other candidates in the field.
When you look at Senator Kerry, you see somebody of some stature and some bearing. He can raise money and has some personal resources. There are still some question marks. There are questions as to how he will connect with the average voter. But the whole package is pretty good.
Many Democrats say Kerry's support is wide but not deep, that it's intellectual, not emotional. Part of the explanation may be Kerry's political persona. David Nyan, a retired Boston Globe columnist, covered Kerry's career for 30 years.
He's always been a target for his good looks, his sometimes patrician manner. He's an easy guy to make fun of. Billy Bulger, when he was president of the state Senate, once broke up a political dinner in Washington that John Kerry came in late, and Bulger said, "Oh, here's Senator Kerry, he's late. He must have got stuck in front of a mirror."
But Nyan says Kerry has survived those jibes and prospered.
Massachusetts voters had a chance to replace him with a wildly popular Republican maverick, Governor Bill Weld. And they had a colossal series of televised debates. And Kerry emerged tougher and more seasoned. And I think he put to rest all the doubts that his fellow Democrats had about either his toughness or his ambition.
And Kerry himself rejects the notion that he will have trouble connecting with ordinary voters.
I succeeded in certainly connecting with more people than any opponent I ran against, and I've run against a lot of them. So
You know, I think as you grow older, you grow wiser and perhaps more comfortable and looser and at ease, and life becomes different. And I certainly feel confident and happy and clear about where I'm going and what I want to do. And I invite people to come out with me and have some fun, frankly.
As he makes the rounds in New Hampshire, Kerry looks like he is enjoying himself. He smiles easily and jokes with voters. But even if Kerry does connect with Democrats, there's another potential problem for him if he gets the nomination. The Republicans are bound to attack him, not just as a liberal, but a Massachusetts liberal, the man who was once Michael Dukakis's lieutenant governor. Kerry has voted for gun control, abortion rights, and against the death penalty, and he votes with Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy most of the time, but not all of the time, as Kerry himself is quick to note. He points to votes for welfare reform and other issues.
I've had a long record fighting for fiscal responsibility. I was one of the first three Democrats to sign on with Fritz Hollings and David Boren in fighting for deficit reduction. It was heresy back then. I have voted for trade, to the chagrin of some people who get mad at me, in my party and elsewhere.
And there's another way Kerry says he will be different from one particular Democratic candidate from Massachusetts.
Michael Dukakis will tell you he made a huge mistake. He didn't fight back. He didn't respond. And I have always fought back, and I think I have a reputation for being a fighter.
In 1992, the last time there was a wide-open field of Democrats running for president, the debate was about issues like health care and deficit reduction and the overall direction of the Democratic Party. This year, there is little difference among the Democrats on the issues. Every one of them will have a plan for universal health care, and they all want to roll back the big Bush tax cuts. So Mary Jo Waltz, a Democratic activist from Bow, will base her decision on something else.
For me, there's only one issue that's going to decide this race, and that is who can beat President Bush. That being the case, there is not any one of the five major candidates who has a position that I can't live with. And I think Senator Kerry has a lot of the assets that I think it'll take to win, the experience, both in the military and domestically. I think he's well-spoken.
Sounds like this is a pragmatic decision. This is not about finding the Democrat who speaks to your heart.
No. The Democrat who speaks to my heart probably couldn't win. So.
For Democrats this year, passion for a candidate seems to be less important than a burning desire to defeat George W. Bush. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Derry, New Hampshire.